Alan Turing, The Enigma, by Andrew Hodges. Read by Gordon Griffin. A son of the British Empire, Alan Turing's social origins lay just on the borderline between the landed gentry and the commercial classes. As merchants, soldiers, and clergymen, his ancestors had been gentlemen, but not of the settled kind. Many of them had made their way through the expansion of British interests throughout the world. The Turings could be traced back to Turins of Foveran, Aberdeenshire, in the 14th century. There was a baronetcy in the family, created in about 1638 for a John Turing, who left Scotland for England. Audentes fortuna juvat, fortune helps the daring, was the motto of the Turings. But however brave, they were never very lucky. Sir John Turing backed the losing side in the English Civil War, while Foveran was sacked by the Covenanters. Denied compensation after the Restoration, the Turings languished in obscurity during the 18th century, as the family history, The Lay of the Turings, was to describe. Walter and James and John have known not the vain honours of a crown, but calm and peaceful life. Life brightened by the hallowing store, derived from pure religion's lore. And thus their quiet days passed by, and Foveran's honours dormant lie, till good Sir Robert pleads his claim to give once more the line to fame. Banff's castle towers ring loud and high to kindly hospitality, and thronging friends around his board rejoice in Turing's line restored. Sir Robert Turing brought back a fortune from India in 1792 and revived the title. But he and all the senior branches of the family died off without male heirs, and by 1911 there were but three small clusters of Turings in the world. The baronetcy was held by the 84-year-old 8th Baron, who had been British consul in Rotterdam. Then there was his brother and his descendants, who formed a Dutch branch of Turings. The junior branch consisted of the descendants of their cousin John Robert Turing, who was Alan's grandfather. John Robert Turing took a degree in mathematics at Trinity College, Cambridge, in 1848, and was placed 8th in rank, but abandoned mathematics for ordination and a Cambridge curacy. In 1861, he married 19-year-old Fanny Boyd and left Cambridge for a living in Nottinghamshire, where he fathered 10 children. Two died in infancy, and the surviving 4 girls and 4 boys were brought up in a regime of respectable poverty on a clerical stipend. Soon after the birth of his youngest son, John Robert suffered a stroke and resigned his living. He died in 1883. As his widow was an invalid, the care of the family fell upon the elder sister Jean, who ruled with a rod of iron. The family had moved to Bedford to take advantage of its grammar school, where the two elder boys were educated. Jean started her own school, and two of the older sisters went out as schoolteachers and generally sacrificed themselves for the sake of advancing the boys. The elder son, Arthur, was another Turing whom fortune did not help. He was commissioned in the Indian Army, but was ambushed and killed on the northwest frontier in 1899. The third son, Harvey, emigrated to Canada and took up engineering, though he was to return for the First World War, and then turn to genteel journalism, becoming editor of the Salmon and Trout magazine and fishing editor of The Field. The fourth son, Alec, became a solicitor. Of the daughters, only Jean was to marry. Her husband was Sir Herbert Tristram Eve, a Bedford estate agent, who became the foremost rating surveyor of his day.